direct and indirect, that is the reported speech, imperatives. Listen to the sentences. Meena said to her friend, "Work hard so that you succeed." In the indirect speech, we shall say, Meena advised her friend to work hard so that she could succeed. Let's take another sentence. The fireman said to the residents, "Vacate the building immediately." In indirect speech, it will be, the fireman ordered the residents to vacate the building immediately. The third example, Sheila said, "Let's go to watch a movie." In indirect, we shall say, Sheila proposed that they go to watch a movie. In the first sentence, Meena is giving advice. In the second sentence, the fireman ordering the residents. In the third sentence, Sheila is proposing or suggesting something. The sentences which we have spoken are all examples of imperative sentences. An imperative sentence is a sentence which expresses a command, a request, instruction, advice, or suggestion. When we change a sentence into indirect speech, we report what someone said, that is, why indirect speech is also called reported speech. When we change an imperative sentence into indirect speech, we report what someone instructed, ordered, advised, or suggested. To change an imperative sentence into indirect speech, the reporting verb said, told, said to, etc. is changed to a verb which conveys the tone of a command or a request. For commands, we shall have ordered, instructed, told. For requests, we will use begged, requested, pleaded, asked, told. For advice, advised, recommended, urged. For suggestions, we have suggested, recommended, proposed.